This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
And we're checking in with Melody Schwegel, the Executive Director of Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Melody, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
Well, we've talked before several times about how UACT has kind of had to reinvent itself since March and do things online and outdoors and all of that. What do you have coming up soon?
Well, you know, we're trying to do something every single month, trying to engage with the community every month by, you know, bringing something. And last month was our playwriting contest. So we are actually extremely fortunate to have the opportunity to bring back one of our best-selling musicals that UACT has ever done. So on February 19th, 20th, and 21st, we will be able to live stream our production of Shrek the Musical.
Wow.
So, the licensing company gave us the permission to do that. They understand the need of having theater right now. And so in any form, and that includes some archived videos. And this particular video, Shrek the Musical, that we did in 2017, was actually, luckily, professionally shot as well. So everybody who comes to watch it streaming from their own home gets a really high quality video. So it's wonderful. We are so excited for that. And yeah, so that's what's happening.
Wow. And a lot of people have got to be excited about that. But that was, you had a huge crowds for that back in, of course, in Jacoby Auditorium at the college that year. And that was just, that was actually probably the first one of those summer ones at the college that I'd gone to. And people really loved it.
Yeah, that was the very first summer musical that UACT has put on at UCC in the summer. And the very last performance, I know we had to hold it over for at least 15 to 20 minutes. We were just had so many people at the door. We wanted to try to get as many people as we could. It sold out. It was just wonderful. The cast, the crew, the orchestra, everyone involved just made that production such a top-notch show, and it was so magical and so entertaining, and we're just so excited to bring it back to Douglas County for three nights. We're calling this our fundraiser, so yeah. And let me see, tickets will become available this coming Monday. So if you go to our Facebook page or our website at uact-theater.com, you can just click on the link and you'll be able to pick one of the days that you want to watch. They are streaming at 7 o'clock every single night. So, you know, if you show up, you know, at 7:15, we'll be 15. You're there at 7 o'clock to log on there.
Wow. This is where you're really glad that you got that professionally filmed that year.
Oh my goodness. Absolutely. Absolutely.
Wow. So,
and of course we will. Oh, go ahead.
Well, and talk about the, now do you have a set ticket rate? How does that going to work?
Yes. So, you know, tickets are $10 per person or $25 for a family of three or more. And so we're just kind of going by the honor system. When you go to the website to click on the tickets, if you've got two people in your house, just click on two $10 tickets. If you've got a family of five or, you know, you've got three people in the household or, you know, above, go ahead and just click on that family pack for $25. And like I said, this is a fundraiser for the theater so we can generate some more funds so we can continue to do theater until we are able to fully open again, which we're looking at fall.
And if people go on to do that, is there a button as well where they could just be generous and donate a larger amount?
Oh, absolutely. I'm not sure if that's actually on the site where you buy tickets, but anytime you're welcome to go to our website. We do have a donate button right at the top of the page. You're welcome to click that, make a tax-deductible donation to the theater. So, yeah, they're welcome to do that at any time.
What's the potential for anything outdoors this summer?
Outdoors, that is something, a conversation that we started talking about a couple days ago. So the probability of doing multiple productions this summer is very likely, and they would probably be outdoors.
Interesting. Well, you get the right time of year and all of that. That would be really enjoyable. It adds a whole lot of different elements, creates a whole technical set of hurdles and things to do, but it would certainly be a way to do that. And I think at this point, whether it's indoors later or outdoors in the summer, people would be flocking there just to get to enjoy this whole theater experience again.
Yeah, absolutely. That's what we're hoping for.
So, again, give people the information on Shrek and when they can start getting signed up for that.
Absolutely. Shrek, the musical, the fundraiser, will be February 19th, 20th, and 21st at 7 p.m. streaming. So tickets will become available this coming Monday on our website and the Facebook page. Just click on the link that we provide and follow the prompts and you're set. I would like to also say that if you buy a ticket for the Friday night production, you will be invited to a talk back with some of the cast, crew, and orchestra members about how we kind of brought the magic to life. I'm pretty certain Shrek will be there and some people who built the set and some orchestra members, but it's going to be pretty great. It's going to be fun.
And that would
be great reminiscing with all the cast members as well.
And so that would be right after the production?
Right after the production on Friday night. Yep, there'll be another link. If you purchase tickets for that day, you can click on that link and go right to the meeting.
All right, Melody Schwegel of Umpqua Actors Community Theater. Some exciting news there. Thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks for having me, Kyle.
8:40 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.